And my question is, I love dogs, and
That's
yet
cool.
I'm hearing there's no dogs in heaven.
Well, let's open that can of worms, shall we? And everybody's at the ready because
I mean, it says
all
every
the animal
cup
lovers,
shall be filled.
Yeah, all the animal lovers usually cringe when this topic comes up. But let me just give you the basic overview, then you tell me what you think. First of all, we know the Bible is clear. It talks about animals in the future life. So in Isaiah chapter 11, the prophecy about the future says the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And verses like that. So the Bible does contain allusions to what seems to be references to animals being in heaven. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, and I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, which I suppose pertains to fish and octopi and things like that. So the question is then, are these biblical phrases, are they intended to paint a picture that's not literal? In other words, are these figures of speech like on the earth, under the earth, and in the sea? Does that mean we should read into that animals, or is it just a way of speaking, which is also possible? We see in the book of Revelation that there are different riders of horses. So in Revelation 19, verse 11, then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. So there's no lack of examples for this. So one question we have to ask is it possible that these verses in Scripture are speaking about literal animals literally being in heaven? That's possible. Or is it possible that these are figures of speech to convey the sense, as we saw in Isaiah 11, a sense of peace and tranquility and lack of conflict? That's possible too. But from a theological standpoint, we have to consider the nature of the lower animals compared to the nature of human beings. So, as you know, it says in the Bible that Adam and Eve and all the rest of us as human beings, we were made in the image and likeness of God. And image refers to that we are like God in that he is a personal being who knows and loves. He has an intellect and a will. And we do too. We can know what's true and we can love what is good. And then the second part, that we are made in the image and likeness of God, the likeness part refers to God's holiness. So to the extent that we become holy, we become more like God. Adam and Eve were made in God's image and likeness from the very beginning, but they lost that likeness when they fell into sin. They had to regain it. So we look at human nature and we realize that there's something different about us from the lower animals, and that is we have a rational soul. We can conceptualize. We can step outside ourselves and consider things from a third-person standpoint. We can see meaning and goals and things. We can understand processes. We can write music and books, and we can create things, and all of those things that go into what it means to have a rational mind. We have those capabilities, and the animals don't. They operate on the basis of instinct and appetite. Now, they have souls, but they're not rational souls. So, for example, St. Thomas Aquinas says they don't perdure, they don't continue on after death. So when the animal's body dies, that's the end of that animal. So strictly speaking, the church's approach to this issue has been that we don't believe that animals like your dog, you know, your dog Fido will be in heaven. But is it possible that there will be some form of animals in heaven that we just don't know about? That's also possible. It's one of those unsolvable riddles that we know certain things to be true on both sides of this equation, but it hasn't been revealed to us yet whether or not it's all one or the other or some third issue that we just don't know about. So since I'm looking at the clock ticking, Tom, I'll throw it back to you to finish up. What do you think?
What you've told me, okay, and from listening to you, what my mind resolved is that heaven will be creation perfected. Okay? I don't have, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a lefty, prejudice, uh-huh. Against, I don't mean to sound like a weirdo, but I think plant, animal, and mind will be perfected.
Well, we know one thing, Tom, that's for sure. St. Paul said that eye has not seen nor has ear heard what God has prepared for those who love him. So whatever it is, it's going to be awesome. I look forward to hanging out with you there when the time comes.